早上平安。
Peace to you. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们又有一次的机会来聚集，来读主的话。
We give thanks to our Lord that we have yet another chance to gather together and to read His words.
不知不觉，今年已经一个 quarter 没有了。
It's like before I know it, a quarter has gone by in this year.
昨天是愚人节，希望你们没有被愚了。
Yesterday was the April Fool's Day. I hope nobody got fooled.
我们都在主里面有得救的智慧。
So we all have the wisdom of salvation in the Lord.
那今天早上呢，是我讲了三年关于启示录。
So I've talked about the book of Revelation for 3 years.
今天是最后一讲。
This will be the last message.
我们看圣经是怎么结束的。
So let's see how the Bible ends.
请我们打开你的圣经。
Let's turn our Bible.
启示录二十二章。
To the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
对。我们要来选几段来读哈。
So we'll choose a few verses to read.
我们第一段要从第一节念到第七节。
The first passage we'll read will be from verse 1 to verse 7.
我跟翻译的姐妹轮流读完。
We'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
大家跟着看圣经看啊。
Please follow along reading your Bible.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the middle of the street, on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
And he said to me, These words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place.
看哪，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。下面我们再看第二段，我要请大家念的就是第十节念到十七节。
The second passage we'll read is from verse 10 to verse 17.
还是一样。他又对我说，不可封了这书上的预言，因为日期近了。
Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
那洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得全病，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying.
我耶稣差遣我的使者，为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let the one who hears say, Come, and let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost.
然后念二十节，二十一节。
Then we'll read verses 20 and 21.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen.
那刚刚我们把这本书的最后一章很快的读了一遍。
We just quickly read the last chapter of this book.
那你会发现他在这一章圣经里面讲到新耶路撒冷的光景。
So you will notice how this describes the situation of the New Jerusalem.
他说这个城，我们从上一章讲的时候，你知道是一个长宽高都是相等的的一个 cube， 一个立体。
So last time when we talked about chapter 21, you would remember the city of New Jerusalem was a cube of the equal length, height, and width.
那这个都是人的尺寸。
So this is all according to human measurement.
那我对这个意象的解释就是说，这个新天新地新耶路撒冷，乃是所有旧约的圣徒跟新约的圣徒的一个大的集合体。
For that vision, my explanation was that it is a ultimate gathering of all the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints.
她被称为羔羊的妻子。
And it's called the Bride of the Lamb.
这是很稀奇的一件事。
That's a very mysterious thing.
而我们知道，这个就是神在第一次造人亚当夏娃的时候他的远景。
And we know that was the prospect at the time of the very beginning when God initially created Adam and Eve.
神要表达一个很深很深在神心里面的一个旨意，一个盼望。
God was expressing his deep desire and his deep will within him.
这就是对第八个意象所看到的这一个新耶路撒冷所代表的，借着亚当夏娃发表出来。
So that was the manifestation of Adam and Eve from the very beginning, and now it's revealed by the eighth vision.
好，那么到这个最后一章的时候，你就会发现它出了几个象征性的语言，就是说符号性的语言。
Now when we're coming to this last chapter of the book of Revelation, there's some signs in this
symbolic language.
Symbolic language 对 here.
那这里你看到的是第一，你看到有一个生命河。
The first one is the river of life.
他说明亮如水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来的。
It is clear as crystal coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
这是一个象征的语言。
That was the first symbolic
language. 我会来解释的。
I will explain further.
然后下面第二个就告诉我们，在河的两边有生命树。
And then the second is on either side of the river was the tree of life.
这个生命树似曾相识吧。
Is that tree of life kind of familiar to you?
在最早的时候，在伊甸园里面就提到有生命树，对吧？
In the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, it was mentioned there was a tree of life.
那个时候只有一棵树是生命树，对吧？另外还有一棵树叫做知识善恶树。
At that time, there was only one tree of life, and the other one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那现在来到了结束的时候，你会发现这道河的两岸都是生命树。
Now, as we reach the end, you can see that along the either side of the river was the tree of life.
地上的所有的树结果子，每年结一次，对不对？不会变的，就是一个果子，苹果就是苹果，这个橘子就是橘子。
All kind of trees on this earth, we know they bear fruits once a year, and usually one single type of tree will bear one single type of fruit, orange by orange and apple by apple.
那这个树呢，很稀奇。
But this tree is very amazing.
他说它结十二样的果子。
And it says it actually bears 12 kinds of fruit.
每个月都有。
And yielding its fruit every month.
所以它一上来一个果子就是一个月，下一个月就变了，所以一年十二个月就完全不一样的果子有十二种。
So there will be one kind of fruit throughout a month, and then the next month will come another kind of fruit. So throughout the year, there are 12 different kinds of fruit.
怎么样？有没有兴趣将来有一次好好去研究研究这是什么样的树？
So are you interested in studying what kind of tree that is?
然后说这个树的结果子，而且呢，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
So it says that these, the tree yields its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations.
我就觉得稀奇，怎么还那天还要吃这个医治万民的树呢？我就研究这个医治这个翻译这个词。
So I actually found it very amazing why at that time you would still need a healing tree, stuff to heal. So I went to study the meaning of the word healing. Because at that time there's no more diseases.
没有死亡了。
No more death.
干嘛还要吃树叶得医治呢？
So why do you still want to eat the leaves that would be for healing?
我发现圣经这个词在新约用过三次。
So I found out there are three times that the Bible uses the word healing in the New Testament.
那这个字有的时候是翻译成医治。
Sometimes it's translated as healing.
但是有的时候呢，就不是医治这个词的意思。
But sometimes it's translated differently. It actually means differently.
对，在路加福音里面用过一次。
One time it's used in the book of Luke.
对，他说是那个字的意思是家里的人。
So that word, word in that context means family member.
对，所以这个东西，这个生命树是为着家里的人预备的，不是像我们这里翻译叫做医治。
So sometimes the tree of life is prepared for family members,
换言之
and not necessarily mean exactly healing.
对，这个生命树的果子的整个的叶子都是为着家里的人享受的。
So these, all the leaves of the tree of life is to be enjoyed by family members.
这也是一个符号的语言。
So that's also a symbolic language.
对，然后他就说到这一批人就是神这个整个耶路圣城耶路撒冷这一批被神的选民，他们的他说他的仆人要侍奉他，要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，也就是他们跟神之间的关系完全调节在一起了。
So this group of people, those who dwell in the city of New Jerusalem, they are like written here, his bond servants will serve him, they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. So it's a unified group, all blended together.
对，这些人都是属于他的。
They all belong to him.
对，侍奉他。
Serving him.
那么，第六节他说，天使对我说，这些话是真实可信的。主就是众先知被感知灵的神差遣他的使者，将要必要快成的事指示他的仆人。
So in verse 6, and the angel said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place.
好，为了了解这个符号的语言到底神要表明什么。
So in order to understand the symbolic language, exactly what God wants to express,
那我要大家来读几处的其他的圣经。
So I'd like you to read a few other passages.
首先我们要看的是这一个生命河代表什么。
So first, let's look at what the river of life represents.
对，那我们就要去读两处的圣经。
So we need to read two scripture passages.
一处是在雅歌这所罗门写的雅歌的里头。
So one would be in the book Psalm of Songs.
这个表达是神借着那个这本书的主角是两个人，一个是所罗门王，一个是苏拉密女，两者之间的爱情的故事。
So Song of Solomon, this book uses two main characters to express the love between Solomon the king and the girl
Shulamite. 那么这个苏拉密女呢，就 这个整个的这卷书就是表达神与人之间的爱情故事。
So this whole book describes the love between God and man.
对，那我们读这个雅各的第四章。
So let's read chapter 4 of the book of Song of Solomon.
好，你注意他这段描写，从十二节到十五节。
So let's read verses 12 to 15.
对，他说：“我妹子，我心腹，乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, which with choice fruits, henna with nard plants.
有拿达和番红花，菖蒲和桂树，并各样乳香木、没药、沉香与一切上等的果品。”
You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, and streams flowing from Lebanon.
在这一段对话的里头，
So in this conversation,
你看到有各样的果树、花。
You see there are many kinds of fruit trees and flowers.
然后你也看到有井、有泉。
And you will also see spring water and the river streams.
这也是符号的语言。
These are also symbolic language.
但是是苏拉密女跟所罗门王之间的对话。
This is a conversation between the Shulamite girl and King Solomon.
你第一段就是从十二节到十四节的时候，是这个王说到那个苏拉密女的美貌与她的丰富。
So the first portion, verses 12 to 14, talks about how the king was expressing to the girl about her beauty and her richness.
对，那么到了第十五节的时候，是这个新娘讲这个新郎的丰富。
So verse 15 was the expression of the bride and talking about the richness of the groom.
他来讲到这一个新郎的时候，他说：“你是园中的泉，活水的井，是从黎巴嫩流下来的溪水。”
When the girl describes about the groom, she said, "You are a garden spring, a well of fresh water, and streams flowing from Lebanon."
所以，这是你从旧约里头可以看到这些符号的语言，要表达那一个新郎与新娘的在彼此眼光中的那个丰富的生命。
So these are the symbolic languages that you see in the Old Testament, how God is expressing between the bride and the groom of the richness of each other.
对，就是神对，就是基督对他的教会是这样的一个眼光来看的。
Christ actually views his church in such a perspective.
好，当这两者之间的爱情出了问题。
But when the love encounters problem,
那圣经也有一段话。
There's another passage in the Bible.
好，请我们看耶利米书第二章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 2.
当神与他的百姓的爱情出了问题的时候，你看神怎么说。
When the love between God and his people had problems, let's see what God said.
我们看耶利米书的第二章十一节到十三节。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 to 13.
找到没有？耶利米书第二章十一节到十三节，到十五节，对不起。
Jeremiah 2, 11 through 15.
对。岂有一国换了他的神吗？其实这不是神，但我的百姓将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神。
Be appalled, O heavens, at this, and shudder, be very desolate, declares the Lord.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
Is Israel a slave, or is he a homeborn servant? Why has he become a prey?
我们的圣所是荣耀的宝座，从太初安置在高处。 十五节，对不起。耶和华以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的必致蒙羞。耶和华说，离开我的，他们的名字必写在土里，因为他们离弃我这活水的泉源。不对吗？那是第几章？十七章了。OK， 对对对对，是十七章。哎呀，我这个打字打错了，是十七章，对的，十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
嗯哼。
From verse
十二节。
11-12.
Oh, okay. 十二节，要。十二节，你念一下。
Jeremiah 17:12.
对。
A glorious throne on high from the beginning. So Jeremiah 17:12. A glorious throne on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary.
对，go on.
And we'll go on to, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down, because they have forsaken the fountain of living water, even the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Look, they keep saying to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now.
好，所以你在这段话里头，你可以看得出来，当以色列神的选民本来是与神是夫妻的关系来形容的。
From this passage, you see, originally, the relationship between God and His chosen people is just like a couple, husband and wife.
但是以色列人对神不忠，去拜了偶像。
But Israelites were not faithful to God, and instead they worshipped other gods.
他们把真神换成虚假的偶像。
They exchanged the real God with the substitute the real God with the idols.
所以神就用这个比喻来说了，他让我的百姓犯了两个错误。
So God used this parable to say, my people committed two sins.
哪两个错误呢
？What are they?
第一，离弃我这个活水的泉源，就是指的他们的神。
First, they have forsaken the stream of water.
所以这个活泉是表明神对他们的爱情。
The spring of fresh water is the expression of God's love.
这是第一个错误。
That was the first mistake.
第二个错误。
The second mistake.
他又为自己以为我这个偶像是我的一个新的水池。
Was that he felt it was the idols were a new cistern for themselves.
对，但是他说却是破的，不能够储水的。
But that's a broken cistern.
以为偶像能够带给人幸福，好像更多的恩典，但是实际是一个空的。
They thought the idols would bring them new blessings, but indeed it's a broken one, it won't hold water.
对，所以你把这两幅图画来对照的时候，你就可以知道神跟人之间的关系就好像夫妻之间的关系是一样的。
So if you compare these two pictures, you will understand the relationship between God and man is just like the relationship between husband and wife.
对，那从亚当到以色列民，到今天新约，这漫长的历史一直在说同样一个故事。
So from throughout the long history, from Adam to Israelites to today the New Testament time, this is all talking about one same thing.
这同样的故事。
Same story.
这一个故事，旧约的时候用以色列人来代表来发表，那到了新约是以神的教会来代表来发表的。
So the story in the Old Testament time was manifested by the Israelites and expressed by them, whereas in the New Testament time is expressed and manifested by the Church of God.
这个意念能够接受吧？ 这个是圣经里面一个很重要的一个中心思想。
That's a very important central theme in the Bible.
对，那现在来到了它的结束。
Now we're coming to the conclusion.
你就看到这个经过多少的波折，多少的挫败。
So now we know through all the ups and downs and all the tribulations.
现在终于来到了完美的结局。
We have finally come to the perfect conclusion.
对吧？你在这个地方看到这个羔羊与他的妻子新耶路撒冷。
You see the Lamb and His Bride, New Jerusalem.
然后在这里呢，他就要发表这个新耶路撒冷，他仍然还有这个生命的活泉。
So here, he wants to express that the city of New Jerusalem still has this well of fresh water.
对吧？那你就要想起主耶稣说过一句话。
So you got to remember what Jesus said once.
你如果打开约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
当节期的末日。
At the end of the festival,
耶稣做一个很重要的宣告在第七章。
Jesus made an important proclamation in chapter 7.
对。 约翰福音第七章第37节。
John 7:37.
这是被称为节期的末日，就是最大之日。这是什么节？ 第37节。 我问的什么节，不是第几节。
Now on that last day, the great day of the feast, what kind of feast was that, do you remember?
犹太人总共一年七个节。
So the Israelites have 7 feasts.
那有一个节要过7天的。
There's one feast that lasts for 7 days.
那就是七个节日的最后一个节，叫做祝棚节。
That's the last feast among the 7, which is called Tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle.
犹太人通通要住在帐篷里面庆祝。
All Israelites will live in a tabernacle to celebrate.
那犹太人不管你在哪里，每年到这个时候都要回到耶路撒冷来过节的。
Regardless where you are, the Israelites will have to return to Jerusalem to celebrate that feast.
那我们中国人也有，每年也有一个大节，就是春节嘛，对不对？
Well, Chinese also have a major feast festival. That's the Spring Festival.
你永远有一个经验，每年从小你都盼望过年赶快来。 因为有压岁钱，有新衣。
So you always remember that when we were little, we anticipated and really eagerly wait for this festival to come because you have the red pocket money and new clothing.
对，那么现在大概人家不在乎了。
Now nobody cares about this.
在美国，那么就是圣诞节。
So in the United States, it's Christmas time.
所以。 每一个文化都有它的一个特殊的一种节日。
So each culture will have its own festivals.
但是我们都有一个经验。
We all have that kind of experience.
节没有来以前，大家盼着盼着都要过节，有好吃的，有好玩的。
Before the festival comes, we all expect the want it to come, and because there's going to be fun, there's going to be good food.
对。 但是节日一过呢,
but once the festival is over,
甚至还不要到最后一天,
and
你到年初三就已经味道全部变样了。
Sometimes you don't even need to wait for the last day of the festival. It's like about the third day of the Spring Festival, the food already tastes differently.
对不对? 这个恭喜也恭过了, 吃也吃过了, 年夜饭也享受了。
So you already said congratulations to each other, and you've already eaten, and you've rested.
红包也拿了。
You've received the red pocket money.
但是请问你那一刻有什么感觉？
Oh, let me ask you, what kind of feelings do you usually have at that moment?
起码我自己小的时候长大，我自己知道，是一个无比的空虚。
At least I know when I grew up at that time, that was a moment of extreme boredness.
高潮过了，下来就是一个空虚的感觉。
It's like after the ultimate experience, the culminating moment, then it's followed by a vanity kind of feeling.
四个字，我不知道，英文翻译就不知道，四个字。
Chinese has this four-word expression. Oh, just so-so. It can be translated as just so-so.
不过如此，所以这就是我们在地上过这种欢笑的日子的时候，常常剩下来的感觉是一种很空虚的感觉。
That's the kind of vanity feeling of boredness and vanity that you experience after the major celebration.
那你现在读主耶稣的话, 你就懂了。
Now, if you read Jesus' words, you understand.
7章37节。
John 7:37.
我们要念到, 第39节。
We'll read through verse 39.
Yeah. 节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说。 人若渴了，可以到我这里来。Now
on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。He
who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow river of living water.
所以在这里，主就说到那个干渴，这里有一个活水来满足你。
So Jesus talked about this thirst, and here you have the rivers of living water to satisfy you.
你地上的东西, 它可以满足你暂时。
So all the earthly stuff will satisfy you temporarily.
给你的快乐也是短暂的快乐,
the joy it brings is also temporary.
但是都没有一个东西能够持续到永久。
But nothing will last to eternity.
总有一个时候过去了。
There's always a time when it's over.
对，中文有一个表达， 天下没有不散的筵席。
Yeah, Chinese has an expression, old saying says, on this earth there's no feast that lasts forever.
对吧？
Mm-hmm.
翻译的好。好，那在这里是说到， 信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河。
And here it says, for those who believe in me, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
所以你就知道主耶稣给我们这些世上任何的一个人知道这个世界不能够满足我们，他现在告诉我们有一个活水能够真实满足你的。
To all of us on this earth who truly know nothing on this earth will last, and here Jesus tells us that there is one thing that will satisfy you.
在前面 耶稣对一个女人讲过类似的话，
And Jesus previously said, had said to a woman,
对不对？ 那叫撒玛利亚的妇人。
It's that woman, a Samaritan woman.
主耶稣对那个女人说， 你若喝这个水， 你还要再渴。
Jesus said to that woman, If you drink this water, you will be thirsty again.
那个妇人， 她来拿水， 耶稣真正讲的还不是这个井水的问题。
That woman came to draw water from that well, but Jesus was not referring to that specific water.
那个女人有一个渴望。
That woman had one desire.
因为耶稣说, 把你的丈夫叫来。
Because Jesus told her, you should go get fetch your husband.
那个女的吓了一跳, 我没有丈夫。
And the woman said, I don't have a husband.
耶稣说, 你说的话没错。
And Jesus said, you said it right.
因为你现在有的还是别人的。
And he said to her, yeah, even the one you're with today is not yours.
她一共有几个? 啊?
She has 她有五个男人。 She has had relationships with five men.
但是一个不如一个。
But none of them is good.
所以这个就是 主耶稣来找他，就是说，你喝这个水，爱情的水，也不能满足你的。
So that's why Jesus found her and told her that even though you come to find water of for love, it's not going to quench you.
每一个人都在寻找一些东西，想要满足自己。
Everyone is seeking for something to satisfy them.
有的人找财富。
Some are seeking wealth.
有的人找权力。
Some are seeking power.
有的人找爱情。
Some are seeking love.
这些都是世人都在追的，我们自己当年也是如此的。
These are all the kind of things that the worldly people are pursuing, and we did the same thing.
这些全都不能满足我们。
But none of those will satisfy us.
所以主耶稣对那个妇人说， 你若喝我赐给你的水， 就要永远不渴。
So that's why Jesus said to that woman, If you drink the water that I give to you, you will never be thirsty again.
那这个水是指什么说的呢？
What is that water referring to?
这是一个象征的语言， 它实体是指着什么说的呢？
It's again a symbolic language. What is the reality of that symbolic language?
39节, 第七章解释了。
And the, John 7:39 explains exactly that. 耶稣这话是指着信他之人,
下面说什么? 要受圣灵说的。
So, but this, he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.
所以你就知道, 每一次圣经讲到活水的泉源,
So you know, every time the Bible talks about rivers of living water,
第一, 它告诉我们这是讲到神与人之间的一个爱的故事原因。
First, it is actually telling us about the reason for the story of the love story between God and man.
人神之间本来有一个不能打破的 bonding, 但是因为罪打破了。
There is an unbreakable bonding between man and God and man, but because of sin, it was broken.
那人就去找别的东西。
So man started to seek other things.
今天我们觉得, 哎呀, 这个, 财富是我们的偶像。
Today we feel like, oh, wealth is our idol.
有的人觉得爱情是我的偶像。
Some think love is my idol.
人就拼命地去追求。
So we seek and we pursue passionately.
我们大家的经验都可以证明, 这些东西永远填不满你那个虚空的心。
But our experiences would testify to us that none of those things will ever satisfy or fill up our empty heart.
你记得有一个 数学家叫Pascal，也是一个哲学家。
You remember there's a mathematician who's also a philosopher called Pascal.
他讲过一句名言。
Once he said something famous.
他说人的心啊，虽然很小，这个心就这么大。
The human heart is small.
但是全世界装进去装不满。
But it won't hold the entire world.
但是那个空虚把神装进去。
But that empty space, if you put God in there, it fits just right.
这是Pascal说的名言。
And that's the famous saying by Pascal.
因为他找到了耶稣, 所以他能够讲这句话。
Because he found Jesus, he was able to say something like that.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
So dear brothers and sisters,
神今天在这个圣经要结束之前,
God, before the Bible ends,
他告诉我们, 将来有一天, 在勇士的里头,
God told us one day in the future, in the eternity,
我们要与这位神一起永远的在住在一起。
We will be living forever together with this God.
我们今年的主题叫做看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
This year our church's theme is Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
这是启示录最后结束的时候，天使。 向我们宣布的。
So that is proclaimed by the angel at the end of the book of Revelation.
人一直渴望的东西，现在神说，有一天你要完全与神合而为一了。
What humans have been longing all along, now God tells us one day it will be united with God.
所以这个时候你就看到这个22章就提到。 有这个生命和这个泉水从宝座源源不断地流出来。
So that's why it's mentioned in the chapter 22, there is this river of water, fresh water, that continuously flowing from the throne of God.
那本来在原初的时候，我刚刚提的在伊甸园有生命树，对吧？
So I mentioned earlier that in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, there is the tree of life.
但是后来人就回不去了。But
we can no longer return to that tree anymore.
因为圣经说神不愿意看见亚当夏娃犯了罪以后再回去又吃了生命树的果子。Because
the Bible said God didn't want Adam and Eve after sinned and still went back to the Garden of Eden to take the fruit of the tree of life.
人类就永远在黑暗中 永恒的存在就没有救了。Lest
they stay in darkness forever.
所以神就把那个生命树用基路伯把守那个门，你们不能回来。
So he shut the gates to the Garden of Eden and sending cherubim to guard the gates so that humans cannot enter it anymore.
免得人进入永恒的灭亡。
Let them enter into eternal darkness.
好, 直到有一天那个门开了。
Until one day that door opens.
那天哪一天那个门开了?
When will that door open?
好, 耶稣在十字架上最后他讲了七句话, 最后的那句话。
So Jesus, when Jesus was on the cross, he said seven sentences, and the last word he said was,
他最后说什么? 成了, 不是完了,
he
成了。
said, it is done, it is accomplished.
当他讲完这句话,
so after he said that,
圣经就说,
and Bible says,
在圣殿里面有一个很厚很厚的幔子,
in the temple, the very thick veil.
那个幔子是把神的宝座在至圣所与前面一个房间叫做圣所隔开的。
That separates the throne of God in the Holy of Holies from the holy temple.
那么人只有一个人一年一天只有那一天可以进到至圣所去。
The Holy of Holies could only be entered by one single person once a year.
在某一天, 那就是叫做赎罪日, 就是七个节期中间的倒数第三个, 赎罪日, 第二个, 倒数第二个。
So it was the, on the Day of Redemption.
Day of Atonement.
Day of Atonement.
那这个, 路呢, 因为这个幔子就隔开, 就永远人没有资格进去的。
Because of the separation by this veil, the separation of holies,
所以人跟神是隔开的。
Man was separated from God.
可是那一天,
however, on that day,
这一个大的幔子, 上面绣着两个基路伯。
This huge veil, with the image of cherubim embroidered on it,
撕开了,
was torn.
从上到下撕开了,
from top to bottom,
就告诉我们, 进到那个至圣所的路通了,
telling us that the path has opened to enter the Holy of Holies.
这是什么意思?
What does it mean?
现在人可以怎么样? 回到神的家, 回到神的宝座。
Now man can return to the God, to the home of God and to the throne of God.
那希伯来书就有一句话说, 借着他的身体, 为我们开了一条又新又活的路, 直通幔内。
So the book of Hebrew mentioned that by his body it has opened up a new and a living path so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies behind the veil.
所以耶稣说, 我是 道路,
and that's why Jesus said, I am the way.
什么路?
Which way?
回家的路,
the way back home.
回谁的家?
Whose home?
父的家, 父神的家,
our Heavenly Father's home.
就是亚当夏娃回不去的那个路, 现在通了, 回去了。
So that path that Adam and Eve could no longer go in order to return to the Garden of Eden, now it's opened.
这个路通了,
that path has been opened.
我们这些信耶稣的 神的儿女今天可以随时随地的来亲近神。
We the children who now believe in the Lord can anytime and anywhere draw close to God.
这是旧约不可能的事情。
That was totally impossible in Old Testament time.
今天因着耶稣在新约的时代, 我们基督徒可以靠着这一个耶稣为我们开的路来亲近父神。
Now today, because of Jesus Christ, and we are able to draw close to God.
那这个亲近神的意义里头是什么呢? 就是你可以享受生命树所要给予我们的。
So what does it mean to draw close to God? That is, we get to enjoy what the tree of life brings to us.
那生命树这个语言又代表什么呢?
So what is the language the tree of life represent?
好,猜一猜。
So guess.
神当初把生命树放在伊甸园里头, 然后另外有一棵树叫做知识善恶树, 说你不可以吃, 吃了日子一定死。
So at that time, time, God placed the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. And then there's another tree, that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said, you shall not eat from that tree. The day you eat of it, you would surely die.
这个故事我们都知道。
We all know about that story.
但是他要讲的那个真正的二选一。
But the point is to choose only one.
如果你参加考试，老师告诉说我不告诉你答案，但是这个选择题二选一 ，B 是错的。
So if you go to an exam and the teacher says there's only two choices and you can choose one and I tell you B is the wrong choice，
那请问答案是什么
？So what should be the right choice？
是 C 啊。
Some says C. Is there a C？
当然就神没有讲可是已经讲了对不对
so,
他没有讲
answer,
但是讲了
So even though the answer was not directly spoken of but he really has already told you so
所以你要问神要亚当夏娃选什么很简单就是选生命树
So what did God want Adam and Eve to choose? Of course, very simply, it is the tree of life
可是人就听了魔鬼的话没有听神的话
But man heard the word ofSatan rather than the word of God.
那生命树到底代表什么
？So what does the tree of life represent?
耶稣说，我就是生命。
Jesus said, "I am the life."
换言之，那一棵树所代表的是谁
？In other words, who does that tree represent?
啊，就是神的儿子耶稣基督自己。
That is the Son of God and Jesus Christ Himself.
也就是说，苏拉密女她真正应该得的是什么
？So that, in other words, what is the real thing that the girl Shulamite was supposed to get?
啊，她要得的就是所罗门王。
She was to get King Solomon.
对吧？这是真正在神心目中要人得着的。
That was in God's heart what God wants human to get.
不但是欣赏那个王的美丽
Not only should we adore the beauty of the king.
不但享受这个王的丰富
Not only were we to enjoy the richness of the Lord.
你要得着他这个人这个王这是他要你得着的
But also we are to get the king himself. That's what God wants us to get.
对不对？然后他这里第五节他说，不再有黑夜，不用日光日灯光，因为主神要光照他们。下面说什么？他们要做王，直到永永远远。
So here in verse 5, and there will no longer be any night, and there will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them. And what's the next following sentence? It says, they will reign forever and ever.
苏拉密女本来是一个很普通的女孩子。
The Shulamite girl used to be a very plain girl.
她是放羊的。
It was just a shepherd girl.
但是这一天王看上她了。
But one day the king found her.
她也看上这个王了。
And she also loved the king.
所以那个时候她并不知道她是王。
So at that time she didn't know he was a
king. 只是觉得她是白马王子。
And just felt like she fell in love with
him. 她爱上他了。
And she fell in love.
后来才知道哇他是王哦。
Later she realized he was the king.
好那你既然跟一个王相联合，你的结局是什么
？So once you are united with a king, what is your outcome?
那当然，你也就是王后了，对吧
？Surely you would be the queen.
所以这就是在这一句话所说的，他们要做王。也就是说，当你跟这个生命树的主联合的时候，你不但有他的生命。而且你也有他的什么地位
That's why it is saying here they will reign because once you're united with the Lord of the life then you will have that position of life as well
再回到故事的最开始当神造亚当夏娃的时候对他们两个人说什么
Let's go back to the very beginning when God created Adam and Eve What did he say to the two of them?
说什么你们要 管理这地。
You need to manage the land.
你要管空中的鸟。
You will take care of the birds in the sky.
地上的走兽。
The beasts on the earth.
还有海里的鱼，对吧？
And the fish in the sea.
换言之，在神的心目中，亚当夏娃，你是这个地球的什么？
In God's will, Adam and Eve are what kind of role in the on earth?
管理。
You're the manager.
海陆空全交给你了。
God has given them all the authority over the sea, the land, and the air.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候，不要就是读过去就不动大脑的，好好去想一想，这个话里面话中有话的。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us not just read Bible and scan through those words and without thinking. We really need to meditate on them deeply, and there are deep meanings in these words.
神的话一定要解开，解开就发出亮光。
We need to have the words opened up to us, then we'll be enlightened.
不然你就是读读就算了，你也不知道这个圣经到底要跟我讲什么话。
Otherwise, you just read through these words and not really understanding exactly what God wants to tell us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这本书结束在你跟这个生命的主联合了。
The book ends at the reunion of you and the Lord of life.
他的地位就变成你的地位了。
His position becomes your position.
我们就与他，圣经说，一同怎么样，做王。
So we're able to reign together with him.
那叫做宇宙的王。
So that is the king of the universe.
那个时候是新天新地。
And it's the new heavens and the new earth.
你现在哈勃的这个 telescope 给你看的这个天有多大？
So today, as we look at the universe through the Hubble telescope.
啊 ，Big Bang， 这个宇宙有多大？
How big is the universe？
科学家告诉我们。
Scientists tell us
14.6 billion years.
14.4 billion light years.
Light year, 对不对？它这是大的，我们是没有办法用我们的小脑袋来衡量这一个浩瀚的宇宙。
It's beyond our imagination in terms of the measurement.
但到目前，科学家看了半天也没有发现，那些星球上合适人类居住。
But we still haven't found any single star that would be suitable for man to live on it.
对不对？今天如果我们要去月球最近的一个，我们去都还得全副的那个 space suit， 然后你才能够去，不然的话你绝对刚出太空舱你已经没命了。
So even with the closest one, the moon, if we want to go there and live, you still have to be fully equipped with those space suits, otherwise.You will die as soon as you step out of the space.
就是说，这些星球都是不适合一个生命体来生存的。
So none of those stars is suitable for a life being to live there to sustain over.
但是我相信，到新天新地的时候。
But I believe on that day with the new heaven and the new earth.
那些都是我们要去经营。需要管理的地区。
All those stars will become the area under our management and authority.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
今天你搞半天最多就是美国，再不然就是中国，就这么一小块而已。
Today, you know, the largest geographical area you'd be kind of managing would be United States or China, maybe, but not.
对不对？已经搞不定你了，已经搞得头昏眼花了。
And then you, like today, you already like even with these two places, you'd already be overwhelmed.
对，因为我们太小了。
Because we're so tiny.
但是神要给我们看到一个极大的创造，因为我们的神是大神。
But God wants us to see a vast creation because He is the great God.
他今天在干嘛？
What is He doing today?
他在寻找一批人能够跟他配搭的人。
He is seeking a group of people who will co-work with God.
能够一起来跟他掌管他所创造的一切。
Who will one day reign all His creations.
Amen.
Amen.
好自为之。
So, let's take good care of ourselves.
神要赋予极大的重任在他所爱的人身上。
Because God wants to give great responsibility to those who he loves.
他要用这整个漫长的历史，我们觉得很长，六千年已经搞，我们觉得我们已经六千年，我们也不过一百年了不起了吧。
He wants to use this long history. You know, we feel like 6,000 years has been a very long time, and our individual life is about 100 years.
我们觉得自己没有什么了不起。
We really don't think ourselves.
但你要注意，神到底用这个短暂的岁月，却要造就出一批人可以与他匹配，能够与他一同掌权的。
But with this short individual lifespan, God wants to.Equipped a group of people,
对吧?
Who will be able to reign with him.
对，这是神迫不及待盼望我们早点预备好。
That's what God longs for and what he eagerly waits.
历史历代都有这样的人，看见神所要的，就在地上过一个帐篷的日子。
Throughout history, there are people who actually have the vision of God, what God wants, and they're able to.Live on the tabernacle of this earth.
那下面这一段话呢?
So the next passage,
我要你注意有一个字。
I want you to pay special attention to one word.
重复。你要在这个启示录里面，或者说整个圣经里面，你如果看见重复。
So if you see some word that keeps repeating,
对，你就知道那是什么。
Then you know it is very
重点
important, and that's the highlight.
他才会重复，又重复，又重复。所以你从小你就觉得你爸爸妈妈啰里啰嗦，为什么老讲同样的话，讲又讲，讲又讲
？Well, if it's repeated multiple times, that would be important. It's just like when you ever you grow up and your parents will repeat certain things over and over and over again.
对，那我们都觉得不耐烦，老婆也跟你老公就是成天就嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎，你就觉得不耐烦，成啰嗦啰嗦。但是那是都这一定是他觉得重要才跟你啰嗦嘛。
We get very impatient about those things that were repeated over and over again, but be sure those are important things. That's why it's repeated.
前面二章三章的时候不是七封信吗？
So in chapters 2 and 3, there were 7 letters.
一直重复的一句话是什么?
One thing that kept repeating
每一封信就讲,
was in each letter, you remember?
圣灵像众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的都应当听, 讲七次。
So what the Holy Spirit speaks to the churches, those who have an ear, let them hear.
对吧?
That's the one that's repeated 7 times. 那绝对不是废话。
话中有话的。
So that's definitely not words that are unimportant. It's something that's critically important.
我跟你们解释过吧。
I have explained those to you, okay, before, so I will not repeat.
今天我要来给你们看这个后面这最后一段话。
But I want you to pay attention to the last passage.
这最后一段话有一个字也是一样重复又重复。
There's also one word within this passage that keeps on repeating.
你们有谁察觉刚刚读的时候，我相信你一定没有注意。
Have you noticed as we read through this passage?
我们试试看好吧。
Let's take a look.
先注意看第七节。
So, chapter 22, verse 7.
第七节说什么？看啊，我必快来。
And behold, I am coming quickly.
对不对？然后到了第十二节。
Then verse 12.
看啊。我必快来。十二节。
Okay, behold, I am coming quickly.
然后到了这个第十七节。
Then verse 17.
他说，圣灵和圣心腹都说来。
The Spirit and the Bible's bride say, come.
这第三次了，第四次，听见的人也说，也该说来。
And let the one who hears say, come.
对吗？这是第四次了。口渴的人也当来。第五次了。
And let the one who is thirsty come. So that's the fourth, a fifth time.
然后二十节。证明这事的说是了。我必快来。第六次了。
So verse 20, he who testifies to these things says, yes, I'm coming quickly.So that's the sixth time.
然后主耶稣啊，我愿意你来，第七次。
Amen, come, Lord Jesus. So that's the seventh time.
什么字？
So which word?
Come.
Come.
Repeat seven times.
So this word was repeated seven times.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
想啊。
Let's think.
第一次是谁讲的?
The first time who said this?
啊。看啊,我必快来,这个我是指谁?
Behold, I am coming. Who is this I?
耶稣。
That's Jesus.
耶稣向他的苏拉密女说,我必快来。
Jesus said to his Shulamite girl, I am coming quickly.
他为什么讲这句话?
Why does he say that?
对吗?他说,凡遵守这个书上的有福了。
He said, blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book.
因为整本这本书都是讲他要来。
Because this whole book is talking about
his
coming.
那你 pay attention, 你注意的人就有福了。
So if you pay attention and you heed the words, you are blessed.
对不对?到了第二次。
So the second time,
他第十节说,不可封了这书上的预言,因为日期近了。他说这个那个要来的日子很近了。
Verse 10 says, he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near.
对不对?不义的叫他仍旧不义,污秽的叫他仍旧污秽,唯义的叫他仍旧唯义,圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。比如说你是什么人,你就是搞什么事情。
So let the one who is wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. So in other words, it's saying, whoever you are, be yourself.
你如果对神没有心的人,你一直做你自己要做的事,就是这个意思。
If you don't have a heart for the God, for God, you would continue to do what you want to do yourself.
但是你有对神是有心的，你就会为着他做他要喜欢你做的事。
If you do have a heart for the Lord, you will do something that He wants you to do.
然后他就说第十二节，看哪，我必再来。
Then he said,
我必快来。
Then he said in verse 12, Behold, I am coming quickly.
啊，赏罚在我，我要照个人所行的报应他，他是最后的审判者。
And my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done.
所以这是耶稣向着他所爱的表明我必定来的，我一定要来的。
So that's what Jesus is expressing to his beloved that he will surely come.
然后他下面的那些话十三节到十六节都是自我介绍我是谁。
So the following verses from 13 to 16was Jesus introducing who I am.
对,他在这里有两节圣经特别表明他的身份。
There are two verses that especially expresses his position.
这都是他前面讲过的,在启示录的第一章,第二章都讲过的。
That's the same words that he had spoken of in chapter 1 and 2 in Revelation.
他说我是谁?
He said who I am.
耶稣的名字太绝了,你每次去读耶稣的名字叫做
Jesus' name is very amazing. It's amazing.
他说, 我是 Alpha.
I am the Alpha.
我是 Omega.
I am the Omega.
我是首先的。
I am the beginning.
我是末后的。
And I am the end.
我是初，我是终。
I am the initiator and I am the conclusion.
如果有一天你碰到一个朋友，你请问贵姓，他就告诉你我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega, 你就会当场昏倒。
If you meet some friend and you ask him, oh, what's your name? If he just starts to say, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, you'd be
fainting. 对吧?没人这样讲话的。
Nobody talks like that.
但是我们的耶稣他就是讲这么绝对的话。
But Jesus said something that's so absolute.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega.
What does it mean that he is Alpha and Omega?
他要表达的意思就是这整个的一切我开始的。
He wants to say that I started all this.
对不对？他创造的一切。
He created all things.
然后他说，现在来了终局，我也就是整个事情的最后的终局。
Now we are at the end of days, and he wants to say, I am the conclusion of all things.
我是一切的开始的原因。
I am the reason for everything to begin.
我也是一切最后的目的。
And I am the purpose of all things that end.
你是我造的。
And you are my creation.
你也是我最后要做出来的最后的成品。
You also are my masterpiece.
对吧？然后他下面在第十六节又说了。
And he continues to say in verse 16.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star.
所以在这个地方，你就要去读马太福音了。马太福音就是讲到他是大卫的根，他的后裔。
So here you need to read the book of Matthew, where it talks about Jesus as the root and the descendant of David.
今天这个一讲又是没完没了，这个太丰富了。
We won't touch on it because it's endless and there's so much.
总而言之，用简单的话来讲，大卫的根就讲到他来做王的。
So to make a long story short, the root and descendant of David, that means he comes to be the king.
表明他的地位。
And to express his position.
好，那么他然后就来到了。第三次的来这个字
Then we talk about the third time when he used the word come.
第十七节
That's in verse 17.
你开始看圣灵和心腹都说来
The spirit and the bride say come.
所以前面是耶稣自己说我一定来我必来
So the previously Jesus said himself, I am coming quickly.
但是这个来绝对不是单方向的。
But as you understand, the come is not the unidirectional.
要有对象的。
It's coming to somebody.
对不对？你上个礼拜我是到去，我去看我的孙子，孙子一岁。
Last week I went to see visit my grandson, who's turning one.
那他刚刚生完玫瑰疹，所以很 fuzzy.
So he just had a roseola, so he was very fuzzy.
那我们去谁也不能抱他。
So none of us could hold him.
对，不像我们前一阵去看他，哦哟，抱他，他也抱你，他那个感觉完全两码子事。
The previous time when we visited him, we would hold him and he would hold you tightly, and it felt so great.
那真是觉得是孙子好啊。
Like, oh, grandson, so perfect.
这次去谁也不能碰他，只有他爸爸妈妈可以。那我们里面就有一种隔离感了，对吧？
But this time we couldn't hold him. Only, you know, other than nobody could hold him other than his parents. So we both felt kind of a little bit separated.
你想你爱他，你总希望他也能够爱你，这是双向的。
Because you feel like you love him so much, you really want them to love you back as well. It's like a bidirectional thing, right?
这是人之常情。
That's very natural.
同样，耶稣对我们说：“我来。”那下面就你要说什么？
And in the same way, Jesus said, "I'm coming." So what should you respond?
来，我们也要说来，因为要呼应的。
So we should respond with "come, come." Yeah, that should be, you know, a reply.
对吗？所以在这个地方，这第三次到第五次讲三次的来。
So from the third time to the fifth time, his people say, "Come."
都是谁讲的？
Who said?
第一，圣灵讲的。
The Spirit said so.
第二，心腹讲的。
The bride said so.
第三，听见的人也讲。
And those who hears, and also those who, heard the word also say, "Come."
对吧？第四，口渴的人也当来。
And fourth is the thirsty.
就里面有渴慕的人。
So the those who have the thirst in their heart for God.
你里面有一个强烈的要求。
You have a strong desire within you.
说主耶稣啊，你非来不可，你不来我完了。
So Jesus, please come. If you don't come, I'd be doomed.
这种表达是谁与谁之间的表达
？So what kind of expression is that?
啊
，usually，
情人。
It's the lovers.
对吧
？Between lovers.
我跟我的妻子当年曾经有这么一点经验。
my wife and I used to have that kind of experience.
68年的时候，他就。大学毕业，老爸老妈就把他送到美国去了。
In 1968, when Alice graduated from college, and his parents, her parents sent her to the United States.
我这个傻小子还在台湾单相思了。
And I was still in Taiwan, and was really.
我很盼望赶快见到他。他就说他也很想我，我也很想他。
So I really long to see her soon, and so I really missed her terribly, and she also missed me terribly.
但是我们真正在一起开始没有分开，是1971的事情。
It was not until 1971 when we finally were able to be together.
68, 69, 70.
So it's like 3 years, but from 1968 to 1970, we were not together.
然后71年的，我是5月来美国的。
Then I arrived in the United States in May of 1971.
所以三年多的时间，大家都说来来来，谁也来不了。
So over 3 years of time, we just said come, come, but couldn't really come.
对吧？终于那天来的时候，哇，那真是不得了，天下大事。
So finally, when I was able to come, wow, that was a big day.
所以这个。我读这个东西的时候，我就能够有一个联想，就是说，主啊，你的心情，我们到底有多少人能够体会？你的盼望，你的渴望，我们这个做心腹的有没有那样的渴望？说赶快来吧。
So when I read this, I really had this connection with these thoughts that, you know, how much really we have this longing and desire for God's coming.
这是神今天要在我们每一个人身上找到的东西。
This is what God is seeking on each one of us.
所以我盼望你里头读的主这个话的时候，你里面要摸到神的心。
So I hope deep inside you will touch God's heart when you read these words.
那他在这里到了第二十节的时候，就是结束了。
20, which is the end of the book.
你就会说了，你看他这边说二十节。
And verse 20 says,
证明这事的说。是了，我必快来。这句话谁说的
？He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly." So who said these?
那当然就是主自己说的了。
Of course, that would be Jesus himself.、
啊、他马上下面就怎么样
？They immediately followed.
Amen. 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。谁说的
？Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Who said that?、
啊、这当然是苏拉密女说的了。
So of course that would be the Shulamite girl.
对不对？就是他的教会那一些渴望新郎早日回来的新娘说的话。
So that's his church, the bride, those who long for the return of Jesus Christ.
所以这七个字七次重复。
So that word repeated 7 times.
你去读的时候，我盼望你能够摸到这个灵是这样的迫切。
As you read that word, I hope you will touch upon the eagerness of the Spirit.
神就是为着这个在那里劳苦。
So God is working and toiling on this.
主耶稣他安息日做照样医治病人做工。
Jesus even on Sabbath day was healing people and working.
犹太人定他的罪，说你怎么可以，安息日做工医病呢
？And Jewish people condemned him and saying, "How can you work on Sabbath day?"
因为照律法，安息日什么工都不可以做，这是律法的话。
Because according to the law, one should not do anything on Sabbath day.
但是那个规定，他没有懂一件事，什么事
？The law, this law, ignored one thing.
就是当神人中间没有问题的时候，这个安息是存在的。
When there is no separation between God and man, then this Sabbath exists.
但是当人神之间因为罪的问题，把这个安息完全破坏了。
But sin broke that rest, between man and God.
所以主耶稣就发表一句话。
That's why Jesus said one thing.
他说：“我父做事直到如今，所以我也做事。”
He said, "My father has worked till now, so am I."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神从人失落了以后，他就失去了什么？安息。
So, dear brothers and sisters, ever since the man failed and God lost his rest,
神就做工。
He started to work.
对象是谁
？And who is the object of his work?
就是他爱的人。
His beloved people.
可是这个人已经失落了。
The man has fallen.
所以神就劳苦，不但父神做工，子神也做工，圣灵神配合一起做工。
So God toils, and not only God the Father works, God the Son also works, and God the Spirit cooperates.
对，所以圣灵有一句话就说：“我们都是神的工作，在耶稣基督里完成的。”
So that's why the Holy Spirit said, "We are all God's workmanship accomplished within Jesus Christ."
如果你问每天神忙什么
，So you might be asking, "What is God busying about?"
啊， 你的答案是什么
？What's your answer？
啊，就是阁下
，That's you，
就是你
，That's you，
你就是神做工的对象。
You are the object of God's work。
神要把我们在他的儿子耶稣基督里做工做到一天，有一天你跟他的儿子可以怎么样匹配？
God is continually working on us so that in one day we will match the image of Jesus Christ, His Son, and through working in Him, we will be united.
那你就会从心里说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来，快来。
So that you, from the bottom of your heart, will be able to say, "Yes, Lord, come quickly."
这是圣经的结束。
That's the end of the Bible.
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你从创世开始一直到如今，你的旨意没有改变。
From the beginning of your creation till today, your will has never changed.
人是你的杰作。
Man is the masterpiece of yours.
因为是按照你的形象与样式被造的。
For they were created by the image of your own.
但是我们因为相信魔鬼的话，我们走错了路。
But we went astray because we believed in the lies of the enemy.
主啊，但是你没有放手。
But Lord, you have not forsaken us.
你仍然坚持你的旨意，必定成就。
You persist on that your will be done.
因为你是阿尔法，你也是 Omega.
For you are Alpha and the Omega.
你是起首，你也是终局。
You are the beginning and the end.
你定的旨意，没有任何人、事物、撒旦可以破坏，可以打断。
Your will not be interrupted or disturbed and destroyed by anything, not human beings, not Satan, not devils.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你不放我们的大爱，一直到今日，我们才有指望。
Because your great love doesn't leave us until today, lasting till today, and we have hope.
主，我们的盼望不在我们自己。
Lord, our hope is not in ourselves.
我们的盼望乃是这个不改变、不朽的大爱。
Our hope is in your eternal and never changing love.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，愿意你自己的不朽的爱在我们每一个人身上能够做到你满意。
Lord, may your uncorruptible love be satisfied in each one of us.
我们来向你表态说，主耶稣啊，愿你快来。
We want to proclaim and say, Lord, may you come.
愿你的心腹装饰整齐，预备等候你回来。
May your bride be fully adorned, waiting for your coming.
给我们这样爱你的心。
Give us the heart to love you.
免得我们失落。
Lest we fall again.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.